Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this third Sunday in Lent, Year B. Our readings today, Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17, Psalm 19, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, and the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. And so we are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. We rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we have come to sing, to pray, and to meet with You. Lord, our songs are for You. Our prayers are in Christ's name, and our meeting is in the power of the Spirit. Lord, accept our songs, receive our prayers, and make Your presence felt, that we may worship You. Amen. Lord, we come from a world in tumult, and we live and work among those without hope or purpose in their lives. We come to You to celebrate the wonder of Your glory, Your power, and Your love. We rejoice that You offer us a peace that, in Your own strength, we cannot win, deserve, or achieve. Through Christ, we know what it means to be at peace with ourselves, because He has made peace between ourselves and You. May the worship we offer declare the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that finds its origin in the heart of God and at the foot of the cross. We ask this for the sake of Your glory. Amen. We have the hymn, We Shall Overcome. CPWI 559.
Yeah.
We pray the colic for the third Sunday in Lent, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, God's Wisdom, Human's Folly. God's Wisdom, Human's Folly. The chosen people of God, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who changed his name to Israel after an encounter with God, were slaves in Egypt for 400 years. They came to Egypt on the invitation of one of the sons of Israel, Joseph. He was sold as a slave by his jealous brothers. With faith in and obedience to God, he rose to the rank of governor of all Egypt, second only to Pharaoh. The children of Israel were allowed to settle in the land of Goshen. There, after the generation of Joseph and his brothers died, the Israelites were fruitful and prolific. They multiplied and grew exceedingly strong, so that the land was filled with them. Now a new king arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph. Exodus chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. The new king saw the Israelites as a threat and enslaved them, using them to build his cities and enrich his treasury. They were slaves in Egypt for 400 years when God caught Moses' attention with a burning bush and sent him to Pharaoh. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their suffering. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 and 10. In the face of Moses' feeling of inadequacy for the task, God promised, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you, that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain. Exodus 3, verse 12. Moses was the perfect choice for that task, having grown up in the house of Pharaoh as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He had a good understanding of the Egyptian psyche. He understood their ambitions, their way of thinking and actions. He was the best person to challenge Pharaoh. Moses goes to Pharaoh, who resists the request. However, after 10 challenges inflicted by God on the nation, ending with a personal attack on Pharaoh and all Egyptian families, with the death of the firstborn in every household and livestock, an attack on the family legacy, an important aspect of Egyptian culture. Pharaoh relented and let the children of Israel go. They left Egypt with a great deal of wealth, of the wealth of Egypt. When they arrived at the holy mountain, the Lord renewed the covenant with them. In doing so, God promised that if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6a. Obedience to God will enable Israel to reflect the character of God. They would serve as God's priests to the world, proclaiming God's presence and knowledge of God and God's love to people everywhere. They would be God's treasured people. When Moses lays out the conditions of the covenant to them, the people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." Exodus 19, verse 8a. The Mosaic covenant is officially ratified with a ceremony. The people gather at the foot of the mountain. Moses alone ascends the shaking, smoking mountain with the sounds of trumpets, thunder, and lightning. Out of the cloud that covers the top of the mountain, the Lord spoke to Moses, who wrote God's word on two tablets of stone. Moses descended from the mountain with the law, the Ten Commandments. They were given to govern and influence the lives of the Israelites, to enable them to be truly God's people. A close look at the Ten Commandments reveals that the first four dealt with the way in which the people would honor, respect, and worship God. They were reminded that it was God who brought them out of slavery in Egypt. They should therefore have no other gods. They should not make any idol or image of God to worship. They should not use the name of God wrongfully and set aside the seventh day for the worship of God. Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 to 11. The fifth commandment deals with relationship with parents, emphasizing the importance of family life. It is the only commandment with a promise: long days in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. The commandments 6 to 9 deal with the relationship with others: no murder, no adultery, no stealing, no false witness against another. The final commandment prohibits coveting, a sin against self, a sin of the heart, a sin which will drive the individual to murder, theft, adultery, and false witness. God, in God's wisdom, provides a complete set of commandments to enable the Israelites to have a right relationship with God, with family, with each other, and a love for self with a satisfaction with who we are and what we possess. God, in wisdom, provided the law for Israel to enable them to be a priestly kingdom, a holy nation. In human folly, the children of Israel turned away from God. They did not obey God's law. They produced a society full of evil, social injustice, discord, and disharmony. They ignored God's warnings through the prophets and received punishment from God. In God's wisdom, and because of God's love for humankind, God sent God's Son to bring humankind back into a right relationship with God. God in wisdom knew that God could depend on human folly to reject the words of Jesus, to reject him as the Messiah, and put him to death, to silence him because they would not accept the truth. Human folly fulfilled God's plan for the salvation of the world. Jesus, the Lamb of God, was put to death by human folly. He was crucified, but on the third day, God in wisdom and power acted and raised Jesus from the dead to give all who believe in him the gift of eternal life. Jesus, in love and wisdom, gives us a new commandment, an invitation to follow his example. His life, directed by the Spirit of God, enabled him to be obedient to the Father, even unto death. Jesus has given us the gift of the same Spirit that directed his life, and he commands us to love one another as I have loved you. John 15:12. We can demonstrate no greater wisdom than to obey this commandment. As we follow Jesus and love and obey the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to love as Jesus loved. We will then be demonstrating God's wisdom rather than human folly. Amen. Let us pray. God of all salvation, we trust in your promise. Lord, you come to your temple with zeal and indignation. Come to your church and drive from it all false piety and misguided priorities. May our words, thoughts, and deeds be acceptable in your sight. God of all salvation, we trust in your promise. Lord, you come to places of power, and some are affronted at your audacity. Open the hearts of all in leadership to the challenge of your kingdom. Revive us in your justice. God of all salvation, we trust in your promise. Lord, you come to traders with a vision that extends beyond profit. Keep us mindful of the conditions of production and social effects of what we consume. Balance all our trading with the fairness, with your fairness and equity. God of all salvation, we trust in your promise. Lord, you come to our lives with compassion and searching judgment. In our frailty, give us time to reflect on what is amiss, and in repentance to seek your restoring grace. Create in us a fitting dwelling place for your glory. God of all salvation, we trust in your promise. Lord, you come with the promise of your resurrection. Give comfort and hope to all who mourn. Bring us to new life with you. God of all salvation, we trust in your promise. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 548, When Israel Was in Egypt's Land. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service of God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus sanctify us and keep us this Lent from all evil. May he drive far from us all hurtful things and purify both our souls and bodies. May he bind us to himself by the bond of love, and may God's peace abound in our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. We pray that you will continue to have a Spirit-filled, rewarding Lent, and we remind you to continue to be safe. We leave you with "We Are Marching in the Light of God."